Hey, Sister Robin.
Yeah?
It's Brother Tupos here.
Uh-huh.
Did we have a busy day today?
We did. When aren't our days very busy?
I'm thankful for that.
Oh, I know. I love a big platter full of work.
It's always about the ministry and the work of the Lord and just flying through life as gospel nomads. I love that.
Right.
How y'all doing? We hope you're doing well. It's time for our edification audio, and we did have a really good day.
Uh-huh.
And what we did today was, we knew about a church, so-called church, man-made church, Sunday church, churchianity,
mm-hmm.
A goat farm, and they lived up to it, and I'm going to explain to you why.
They did.
A circus-like, but anyway, they were having a picnic after their service, so Sister Robin and I decided to go there, and we did go there, and we stood outside peacefully on a sidewalk. We don't interrupt anyone's religious services, and I didn't even have an amp or nothing like that. I just used my voice and preach the truth, and then they poured out of their building later and went into the park across the street where we had free access on the sidewalk again.
Oh, yeah, it was perfect.
To go and mingle and walk among them. Sister Anna, uh-huh. What happened?
Well, obviously, most of them rejected the truth, but I did get to talk to two young women. I kind of called them out. I was, like, preaching to the women when they went by.
Yeah.
And I called them out and asked them if they realized that they are in sin, they got a false gospel, and I could prove it to them. So yeah. I had like a 15 or 18 minute audio with them, plus more.
Yeah.
And so they actually listened. That was good. And then, well, I'll let you fill in the rest.
Yeah, the highlight, well, some of the highlights were, we walked up and right away this heavy set man came out, said he was with their leadership. And I started telling him about their false gospel that doesn't call people out of the world and their pagan holidays, the feminization. He said this, well, we use the pagan holidays to draw people to Jesus. And I said, you know they're a lie and they're not of God? He goes, yeah, we know that. So he admitted they use lies and false ways to draw people.
Yep.
Then another man came out and said, my name is Jamie Staples. I'm the pastor. And I looked at him, Sister Amin had shown me a picture of the pastor, and I said, you're not the pastor. And he laughed and said, okay, I'm not. He lied. Got him right on video, lying. His first name was Jamie, by the way. But he said, I'm Jamie, the pastor here. And he lied. And then we did get a chance to talk to a young man, and I got a chance mm-hmm. to witness to another man
yeah.
that actually agreed with much of what I said. But here's the highlight of it. Ready? My theme today with them was, ready for this? They had bounce houses. They had barbecue, they were doing balloon bending, and they had beasts. They brought llamas in to make a circus out of it. Sister Amin, did any men bring their Bibles to talk with me about the truth of God?
No.
Not one. And get this, you're going to see it on video when we put it up, Renew Church, Eau Claire Exposed. It's going to go up probably tomorrow, Lord willing. Their modern pastor, this is an awesome story. I got to take time to tell this. Yesterday at the festival downtown in Eau Claire, I saw this man walk by me with a long beard.
Yeah, I saw him too. Yeah.
But he was a worldly looking man, but he did have a long beard, so he kind of stood out. He walked by me, looked kind of interested, but walked by me, walked past Sister Amin. Did he take a gospel card?
I can't remember if he did, but I remember that man.
I thought I saw you talking to him.
He might have, yeah.
He may have taken a gospel card. Well, he's at the church.
Uh-huh.
On Sunday. And so I start talking to him, and I said, sir, why are you here? I said, is this a biblical gospel church? Is this church called you out of the world? And he's standing there, and one of their men was trying to run everybody off from me because they can't stand in reason and truth. And this man's wife tried to engage me, and I said, ma'am, shouldn't the men talk about the word of God? She's pulling on his arm to pull him away.
Uh-huh.
And I said, sir, look at your wife is like Eve pulling you away. I said, why don't you talk in the Bible? Talk about truth with me. He wanted to, I could tell, but he let her pull him away. He gets pulled away. He goes and gets a barbecue sandwich or something. I'm looking and calling for Jamie Staples, their pastor, and this is hilarious. I see this young man there, and I go, hey, young man, where's your pastor? Where's Jamie Staples? And he goes like this, with his finger by his chest going right over there. And I said, that's him right there? I didn't recognize him from his picture. I walk over and address Jamie Staples. He's surrounded by all these women and men. And I said, get your Bible. Let's open the scriptures. Let's go to truth. Show me where I'm wrong. I'm going to show you where all the sin of this place. The pastor walks across the street, wouldn't talk to me, and wanted me, supposedly, to go talk way on the other side of the church building. And he walked into the shadows, mm-hmm. into the dark. I have a video of this. He did this 3 times. He would not talk truth in front of people. He wanted to lure me way away by their church building. And I said, no, I'm not going in the dark with you. Come stand right here. I got video that three times. So that was kind of the highlight, and none of them wanted to talk about deep doctrine, but there was a young man and there was an older man. They listened, and they actually said, we agree with a lot of the stuff that you're saying. So
right.
I think I spoke some truth into them. It was peaceful. The police didn't have to show up because we were peaceful on a public sidewalk. I'm so dangerous and scary. What was running all around me, Sister Amen?
They let the children run around us.
The little tiny children running right by me, standing there looking at me, next to me, were obviously not a threat to these people.
Mm-mm.
I think they go and look at our website. And they know what we're about. We're preaching the gospel. We do this. We don't get arrested. We're not dangerous. And so then they just say, just ignore them. But ignoring us, Sister Amen, does that show love for the truth?
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
Does that show that they love us as people?
No. And you know, as we're walking amongst the people, I was talking to the women and calling them out, and you were preaching to the whole crowd there.
Yeah.
I saw the pastor there, and I wasn't sure if that was him or not, but I was watching him just in case it ended up, and it was. You were calling out for him where he was, and he was just like, it's like he was hiding in the midst of them, and I was watching, and then it was verified when that man pointed to him. I was like, yep, that was him, because he looked a little different than his picture on the internet.
Thank you for that. John 10, 12. But he that is a hireling, that's what Jamie mm-hmm. Staples is of Renew Church Eau Claire, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catches them and scatter the sheep. If they think I was a sheep, or excuse me, a wolf,
mm-hmm.
Sister Amen, what did he let us do? He quietly stood there, and then when I challenged him, he walked away three times. What did he let us do?
He let us mingle in with all his so-called sheep.
Yep.
And I have a scripture verse kind of goes along with this, kind of, Jeremiah 10:21, for the pastors are become brutish and have not sought the Lord, therefore they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered.
Amen.
He like took off from them, and how does he know that we're not going to go in there and so-called corrupt them?
Yep, exactly. And
we were trying to give them truth, of course.
Yeah, we're talking to various people, and they were listening, and we got our website there. What he should have done, if somebody said, well, what would you do? If I was an elder or pastor of that body, I would have called everybody around and said, listen, don't listen to this man. Everyone gather around. Listen, he should have addressed me and said, watch, I'm going to vanquish this man. Let's open the scriptures.
Yep.
I'm going to show you why he's wrong and we're right, folks. Just listen to me, and I'm going to expose this man as a false teacher. He didn't do that. He ran and hid like a coward, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. So I have a scripture for that the end. So, yeah, it was a great preach. It was very calm, very peaceful. They got called out of their sin. The main sins are, their gospel doesn't call them out of the world. They're worldly, they're carnal, they're feminized, they're paganized with their false holidays. They have the whole religious system. They're political. They love sports, politics, entertainment. Harlotry, massive there. And they actually agreed with me on that.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to do anything about it because it will clear out the building.
All right.
So they're just a goat farm. So I was telling them, instead of llamas, you should add goats here. Because they turn it into a circus. And that was their way to outreach to the community. Barbecue,
mm-hmm.
balloons, bounce houses, and beasts. Not the Bible, the Word of God. Jesus tells us to go what? Put on circus shows, Sister Amen?
Of course not.
What does he call us to do?
Go preach the gospel and make disciples, teaching them to observe everything he has commanded.
And they don't do that.
They teach the opposite.
So that's why we go there.
Synagogues.
We call them out. So praise God, some people heard the truth. I know a lot of them were looking on the website. I know our website hits will go way up, and we're going to put a testing up. So it was a glorious day. God was glorified.
Amen.
We're doing a prophet's job. We're not prophets, but they go and call people to claim Christ to repentance and warn them of the coming wrath of God. And that's, our hands are clean.
Oh, right. Definitely. Yeah.
Any other thoughts, Sister Amen? I know you have some witnessing to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Or if we're done with the church thing.
Yeah, I just have a scripture verse at the end about that, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so after that, we went to the place that we're in the area where we were going to park for the night, and we went into the store, and I was going to go buy something. And this woman says, I like your gospel bag. And I'll talk about that in a minute. And she came over, and I had a really long witnessing.
Like 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, over that. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, definitely way longer than the audio went. And she said, well, I got to share a whole bunch of truth from her, from A to Z, everything that we say out on the streets. And she said she happened to overhear Brother Tupos on the phone,
I was talking to a brother.
Yeah. Heard him mention me. And then she saw us both walking into the store, and she ended up coming to look for me. So, yeah, she saw our clothing and knew that we looked different. And, yeah, so being a good witness and following through, it was pretty awesome that she came to look me up, or to find me, really.
She sought you out.
Yeah, she did, for truth. And so she really seemed to have a heart for truth, and hopefully seeds go deep in her.
Amen.
Yeah,
good
so
job,
praise
sister.
God. I was really, and I felt really bad because I told Brother Tupos, I said, I'm just going to go and I'm going to get one thing I was looking at. And I actually found two things, a really good deal. And that's when I ran into her and he texted me like, are you okay? And I felt my phone vibrate, but I was too busy talking. I had no clue how long it was going on. And then he called and I told her, I said, hold on, I gotta let my husband know what's going on here. So. Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
It
praise
was awesome.
God. For
God's
the
timing,
to go
perfect.
Out.
We were at a perfect place. It was right after that preach, perfect place at the right time.
Yeah, yeah. So what was kind of neat about that was she heard Brother Tupos talking on the phone about the things of God, and then she sees us and then comes and looks for us, and it's a consistent witness all the way through. So.
Yeah, and that shows you that we go to religious places, yep, and we preach. We go to events, yep, and we preach. We preach every day of our lives whenever people see us, whenever we give the gospel out. We're doing all kinds of ministry. We don't focus on one place or the other.
Right. And one thing I didn't mention was while we were standing there, we were standing by one of those big bakery table things, you know. One of the workers came over and she was taking her time organizing everything. And in the audio, you hear me say, am I in the way? She said, oh, no, no. So she was like organizing,
listening.
You know, organizing. So, yeah, I think she got some truth. So
yeah,
that
that's
was
awesome.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. What else you got for us, Sister Amma, today?
Oh, I was going to mention about the gospel bag.
Yeah.
I just got a cheap handbag from thrift store, just a plain old blue one.
$2, I think.
Yeah, something like that. And I just got some fabric paint, and I just put Repent, Obey Jesus on it, because I didn't really have room to put a whole bunch on there, and based on the structure of the bag. But I know sisters who also have bags that they've created that have the gospel on it, or even short warnings, some... whatever it is that you want to put on there that might maybe draw some attention for the fact that you're a Christian. And obviously, if people see that, they're probably going to think that you're willing to talk.
Is that like
you're brave
what?
Enough to go in there and fly your gospel bag sign.
Is there something biblical there? Is that like letting your light shine?
It is, yeah. Yeah, and hey, I actually have a collapsible basket. It turns into a big rectangle, and then I got a... what do you call that?
Corrugated plastic
that it's got the whole gospel on it and our website.
And that goes on your wagon.
Yep, my little cart. Yeah, so I pull that around too. So something to think about, sisters, even if you don't talk a lot or get a chance to go out, you can fly the gospel on a bag or a cart or something within the stores, and maybe the Lord will send you somebody to talk to you. I can't tell you how many times that's happened.
Yeah. And this brings another topic. Are you done with that one?
Uh-huh, yeah, I'm done.
So I want to share with you a brother... took his family to the park, and I said, make sure you send me pictures, because he has small children, and I'm an old street preacher, but I remember raising my children. I have a soft spot for little children, and I look at these little ones like my grandchildren in the Lord. And he sent a picture, and this is an idea for all of you families, and either just couples, even if a single person,
yeah.
He went into the park. He sent us a picture. They're having a park. They're sitting at a picnic table. He's there with his family, his wife, and with another sister that lives with them, is a helper with them, and the little small children there. And what a beautiful thing. And what's right next to him, Sister Amin?
A great big, humongous, enormous gospel sign.
It looks like a 4x8. I don't think it's that big. It's a huge gospel sign. And he was laughing because he said, I'm hoping to go to the park and work online. I'm way behind and adding stuff to my website. And what's he doing?
Witnessing.
He's witnessing to people that are coming up and going, what about that sign there? So I wanted to bring that up. That warmed my heart that you don't ever put your faith down. And everywhere you go, you can use it as a light to shine for Christ. You can... put a gospel sign on your wagon. You could put it, or a cart. You could put a gospel sign on your table. You could put it on your car. You could carry one. You could lift up your voice. You could hand out gospel cards. You could mail it out. You could stick it on bulletin boards. You can be a worker of the Lord in so many ways.
Oh, yeah.
So that was awesome. That was a good tie into yours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's wonderful to be a worker of the Lord in so many different ways.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. And yeah, so we know, and we knew another young brother that was out in the streets holding his sign yesterday, and he was preaching. to people going by in cars and people walking down the street and just lifting up his voice. So all different ways he can go out and serve the Lord. First, you got to live it. First, you got to know it, the gospel. Then you got to live it. Then you can go share it. And
Right. That's
really the order. You serve God first, and then you go out and serve the brethren if you have them. And then you go out and you serve the world, serve the gospel up to the world.
Right, and God will grow you as you do it. You don't go from, you know, becoming a new believer to
Amen. Out
on the street preaching right away.
Yeah,
you
Amen.
Have to grow into that.
And God uses each other, uses the body to help each other. Like I'm thinking of two sisters. One talks more, and she needs to grow in her Bible knowledge. And I'm thinking of a little older sister that doesn't talk much but has great Bible knowledge. And they each have what each other need, and they're helping each other.
Iron sharpens iron
that's
in
awesome.
All different ways. Yeah,
that's awesome. I wanted to talk about, that was a perfect lead into this one, helping saints. I'm working with some saints, trying to help them with some issues. I'm not in their life. I'm not going into the details of it. But I wanted to come across with this point. So many times in our Christian life, we can say, I'm having troubles. I'm struggling. I have this issue. I have that issue. I'm doing this or I'm not doing that. And we can, kind of like a woman, Titus 2, she can have her flour and her grains and her mustard and all these things labeled on the shelf. And they're clear and you can see them and they're labeled. But guess what? It doesn't really help you to label all your problems, put them on a shelf, put scripture verses with each problem and know all of that unless you be a doer of God's word. So you have to go forth and do, either do what you should be doing or don't do what you shouldn't be doing and fix these problems. And it seems so simplistic. Hey, I got these problems. I got to identify them. Now I know what they are. Now what do? Go do it. Go repent of it or go fix it or don't do it. And I wanted to read the scripture verse, James 1, 22 through 25. But be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth the manner of the man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So it's just a good remembrance for us that, like, I'll take myself. If I have an issue in my life, yeah, brothers can help me isolate it, help me see it. They can give me scripture. They can pray for me. I can fast. I can pray. Sister Amin, what do I have to do?
You have to do it.
I have to go fix it.
Yeah, if it's a sin, we need to repent, which is a turning of our mind away from it. It doesn't mean that it disappears, but it means that, yeah, we're turning from it. And I'm just thinking about the two women I witnessed to telling them what repentance was. When
yep.
you turn away from it, you're willing to put it down.
Yep.
And then by the grace of God, he'll help you
yeah.
overcome it.
Yeah, I heard a story of a man saying he was telling his old religious group all the sins they had, why he was leaving it. And the whole group said, well, we're going to have to pray and fast about that.
Yeah.
And his comment was, this was years ago, he said, I wonder if they're all dead from their fasting because they have never changed
right.
anything. And that's the idea that prayer and fasting is wonderful, but I like what Jesus said. You got sin? Jesus didn't even say pray, fast. Jesus didn't even say think about it. In this case, Jesus said pluck it out, rip it out, cut it out.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. In this society with psychology
yep.
and all the like self-reflection.
Empowerment.
Yeah. People end up thinking of themselves as like victims. You know, instead of being an alcoholic, you have alcoholism.
Yep.
You know, they put like these sicknesses on everything and make people a weak victim. When
yeah.
our God, I just told two young women today, I said, our God is powerful. He can help anybody overcome any sin.
Amen.
You just have to give it to him.
Yeah. And I think one good hint for you, one help for you, ready? When you're dealing with issues in your life, it is good to identify them as, what did I just say? When you're dealing with issues, identify them as
sin.
And so a man could have an issue where he has another woman outside of his marriage. Oh, that's an issue he has. Well, it's adultery. He needs to identify it. He needs to repent and stop it. A man could be using drugs. He needs to identify it and stop it. We see in the culture, even in churchianity, even in people that have come out of churchianity, they like to put like all kinds of emotions and situations on their issues, but they don't just call it what it is. Rebellion, pride, sin, witchcraft, yeah. Whatever it is, and label it. And then what do you do with sin? You turn from it and you pluck it out. So that's just my admonition. I hope this person see that and they're moving forth now instead of thinking about it, praying about it, more fasting about it. Yeah, that's all good to keep you strong. I get it. Go do it. Go get it done for the glory of God.
Yeah, and another brother had mentioned a while ago how he realizes coming out of once saved, always saved. He realizes that you have to do something. God isn't just going to yank it away from you.
It's part of our covenant walk.
Yeah, you have to do that, yep.
Christ has did his work perfectly. He expects us to walk and do our work.
Right, amen. Yes. And by his power, we can.
Amen, amen.
Go, sisters, go. We can do it.
I just have one more scripture to share. Sister Armin, do you have...
I have a scripture.
I'm sure you have a scripture for us.
I do. It would be 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Kind of goes along with what we were just talking about.
There's a whole bunch of do's in there.
Yeah, there is, and it shows you through Christ we can cast it all down.
And you know what? That reminds me what we were talking about with this saint is a lot of the Christian life is in the mind and in the spirit.
Oh, yeah.
And you must win that battle. And when thoughts come in your mind or you're thinking of things that you shouldn't be, put them down, pluck them out, think on Christ, think on the body, think on the word. I was telling this man, if you have temptations, go witness the gospel to somebody and you'll forget about your temptations and you'll be looking at a lost soul that needs the gospel. Get busy in the kingdom of God. Replace all of your excuses with seeking after the kingdom of God in your own life, with your brethren, and then helping others. And all of those issues start to fade away.
All right. When you walk in the spirit, it's all about God.
And walking in the spirit is a big key. Oh, I did want to bring up one more thing. I forgot about this. A man asked me recently, ready? Well, if I don't go, I'm going to ask you a question, Sister Amin.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
I'll try.
You're going to help your sisters here?
Best I can.
A man said to me, well, if we don't go to Sunday church, what do we do?
You be the body of Christ where you are.
And go into more detail. What would you tell a woman that says that?
We don't go to church, what do we do? Yeah. Well, I would say first examine yourself. Make sure you're in the faith.
Right.
Go through the gospel with her. And then you have to make sure you get your own life in order.
Your own life starts there.
Yeah, you have to go examine the scriptures and make sure you're being fully obedient.
Yep.
And then you be the body of Christ where you are with whoever else might be with you or might not. You
right.
might be your own.
You might have to be a Noahette, a Noah or a Noahette in your own town.
Right, and you stand strong by the power of God. He can help us overcome everything, whether you're alone or with people. And then you would do what Jesus said. Go preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to observe everything.
There's a novel idea.
Right, Brother Tupel's like, he's smiling and turning his head.
I'm like, wow, there's a novel idea. Why don't you be the body of Christ every day, preach the gospel, live it, make disciples, and teach them to obey. They don't do that in the church places. They entertain people.
I know.
And so I told that man exactly what Sister Amin said. I knew she would say that. And he looked at me like, oh, I guess you could do that. Why don't we do what God's commanded us to do?
What a novel idea, right?
Because it's easier to go to church every Sunday for an hour and a half and have picnics with free barbecue and bounce houses to keep your kids occupied and talk about football than live for the kingdom of God.
Right, hey. If you were done, I wanted
to go ahead.
The barbecue guy, we saw him. I was standing behind his thing yesterday.
It smelled really good, by the way.
It did. He has this big, like, big cargo trailer that he turned into a cook wagon.
It's a whole restaurant.
And a smoker. And yesterday, Brother Tupos was on, like, one corner, and I was on the other corner, and I was preaching to the people going by, and he was out there chopping wood for it.
Yep.
And he heard, and he was, like, he didn't really say anything or do anything, and I didn't approach him or nothing. But today, we saw the same guy there, and he did a double take on us as we were walking up there, and he kind of smiled a little bit. He went into the church, he came back out, and he took a gospel card from Brother Tupos, and he was standing there. It's like he was listening, to what was going on.
Did you see what when he was listening and shook his head and smiled at me?
I saw that, but I can't remember what
he walked
saying.
Out of the barbecue shack while everything was cooking, and it smelled really good. Uh-huh. And I was preaching about, I had called out their false gospel, their worldliness, their feminization, their pagan holidays, and I was just talking about the phallic symbol. Yep. I won't go into what that is. Look it up. The steeple on their roof. And I said, you've got a male phallic symbol on your roof. It's a pagan way. And I turned and looked at the barbecue guy, and he looked up at it, and he looked at me, and he shook his head and smiled and put his head down and walked back in the barbecue wagon. It was his way of saying, yeah, I know the churches have a bunch of false ways.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. So it's amazing. In this town, in just one weekend, people seeing us. The man that saw us, it was at that church, the barbecue man saw us, this lady sees us in a parking lot. Just having a steady, steadfast witness and reputation, if we come back next year, they'll remember us the same way.
Right, and when we were in the store, either before or I think it was after I was done witnessing, I saw a husband and a wife walk by, and the wife looked, and she looked again, and she smiled and was kind of laughing at me. I happened to see her out of the corner of my eye, and I thought, I wonder if she saw us yesterday.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Hey, I got to say this. You sisters are going to love this. I don't have my glasses on, and I can't see very far. But while we're doing this audio, I see a little boy running across the parking lot with his dad. And I don't know if you saw this or not.
I saw the little boy, but I didn't see what he had.
He's holding something with two hands, and it was green and yellow and big. I'm assuming it was a John Deere kind of tractor or truck or something. It looked pretty big, like a stuffed toy, maybe a tractor. And it made me smile because I was thinking, with all the video games out there, for a little boy, he was all excited. He ran and there was a car full of people waiting for him, and he got in the back seat. And I was just thinking about him, in this world of technology, getting a good and pure type thing to go play in the dirt and do things like that.
Yeah, learn something practical. It reminds me, we were talking with the brothers yesterday about little children, how they see us street preachers and they wave, they smile at us, and they have no problem with us. Little children love us. They look at us, they smile at us, I smile at them, and the parents look at me and go, lady said it yesterday, don't you wave at my child.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, ma'am, we love you, I'll wave at who I want.
Yeah,
I'm in a public street. I'll wave at who I want.
Yeah,
the parents hate us so, but the little children, they seem to have an innocent. I know they have an innocence about them, and I think they know. Come as innocent, Jesus said, as a child to the kingdom of God. I think they probably know in some innate sense that this is good and of God versus a wicked world.
Oh, especially if they hear the word God or Jesus, their eyes light up and they're like tapping their mom and dad on the leg and they're
awesome.
Come on, let's go.
Yeah, it warms my heart to see little children.
Oh,
there.
I know, I love that.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow we are going to head out of this town, head to another place, and we got our eye on a place where we're just going to hold up for a day or so. Because we got a ton of stuff to get caught up on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
On our ministry online. We've been doing a lot of discipling. We've been doing a lot of help with people. We've been doing a lot of preaching. So we need a day or so to get caught up online. You looking forward to that, Sister Amin?
Oh, I am. Because you know what? It's almost kind of like you just get to wake up in the morning. You know you don't have to go anywhere.
Right.
You can stay there. You don't have to pack up and move 10 times throughout the day and not belong anywhere.
Amen.
You can just stay there. And it's just kind of like... you can think a little more clear and maybe just rest a little bit.
Yeah.
Even if it was in the middle of a busy parking lot and there was nothing of God's creation to look at, the sky would be good enough.
We all need a refuge, and so the Lord is our refuge, but it is good to have that physical refuge sometimes. So we're looking forward to that because we have to save up our energy for this next weekend.
Oh, yes.
It's a big.
Yeah, we said something about it yesterday.
Festival with 250,000 people going through it, and we're looking forward to go and preach that with young brother Kuo, Lord willing. So we're going to get to that. We'll talk more about that. And so today was a great day. We hope you had a blessed day. Beautiful fall weather here, and God's giving us health. He's giving us time and space to preach. He's giving us the Savior and His Word. That's the most awesome thing. The Spirit. He's given us brethren, and He gives us old people health and energy to keep going. So we're just rejoicing. Tonight we have a nice, safe parking place.
Oh, yeah. We've been here in the afternoon. It was kind of nice.
Yeah, it was kind of nice.
We didn't have to roll in at the late night.
So, so we'll be rolling out tomorrow. So, we're thankful for a great day. And so that was pretty much my thoughts. Any last thoughts, Sister Amin?
Yeah. Strive on, Sister Saints.
Yeah, amen.
We love you. And the brothers, too. I always forget to say, love to all the brethren, but I'm greeting my sisters.
I just wanted to leave you with a scripture verse today with that coward, hireling pastor three times running away and couldn't come and open the Bible and refute the street preacher in front of all of his people. He had to run like a coward. Revelation 21:8. But the fearful, that word in Greek means timid and cowardly, and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars. He's a liar, by the way, because he mm-hmm. teaches false doctrine. Shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. If you think we're too harsh, if you think we're too in your face, if you think we're too unloving, we are going to tell these people the truth, to tell them to turn and repent before the wrath of God comes. If we don't go and tell them, I have a question. Who is going to tell these people? No one else is speaking truth into their lives.
Right. And as you say that, I was thinking about yesterday when I was preaching out to the crowds and this young man walked by and I was talking about Satan's kingdom. And I didn't zero in on him, but I happened to say it while him and a few other people were walking by. I said, you're living in Satan's kingdom. You're going to lose your soul if you don't repent and be born into God's kingdom. He came right back around and he was the perfect candidate to give the gospel to because he said he's confused about all the man-made religion out there.
Oh, yeah.
And it was absolutely perfect. So a harsh, sharp call out for people can be a wake-up call for them.
Amen. And here's a fact. The church systems, churchianity, they're dying in numbers, mm-hmm. which in one sense we go, hey, praise the Lord, they're not filling up their buildings ever since COVID. But it's having a reverse effect because what's happening is people are seeing all the hypocrisy of the church systems, the lies, their money-taking hypocrisy, and they shouldn't, but they are. They're giving up on the truth of God, and they're going into the world. And then Satan has entertainment, other false religion, mysticism, psychology to entertain them and sweep them away. So the churches are doing a few churchianities, doing a huge disfavor to people. And we're in the world, we're at the church buildings, we're online, we're everywhere, in the stores, gas stations. We want to tell everybody, and people don't need, last thought, people don't need friendship evangelism. Oh, God loves you no matter what. Don't you want to come to our spaghetti dinner? They need the biblical gospel, not friendship evangelism. They need the biblical gospel of Jesus Christ, and they need fire and brimstone warning about what's coming, because tribulation and the wrath of God is coming for them lest they repent. It is loving to warn people that they are headed on the broad road to destruction, and Christ is the narrow gate that they have not gone through yet because they're following many false ways. It's loving. It's truthful. We're commanded to go do it. I'm going to keep doing it. Are you with me, Sister Robin?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Can't stop. Have to cut my tongue out. And then I know a little bit of sign language. I might be able to get by.
I love that. So, yeah, we're going to be headed down the gospel road, good Lord willing. So we love you all. Check out the audio edification page. We got some video of the preach today up there and some pictures. And then we're going to have a gathering tonight, and we'll have some more teachings in the Ecclesia Forum. And hopefully the next couple of days we'll get some more of these preaches up, some more teachings. I'm trying to finish up Philippians 4, because where are we going right after that, Sister Amin?
Let me think. Would that be a revelation I would have if it would be Revelation?
We're going right into the book of Revelation. We're going to be working through it verse by verse. Yeah. This is going to take a long, long, long time. But you know what? What better place to take our time? Because it says, blessed are those who hear and keep these words. And so we're going to go through that. I'm going to prepare myself, my house, and my brethren for what's coming in the world. We're going to study the book of Revelation together. Maybe you can join us. So let us know. Shoot us an email. We got a bunch of emails today. Some strange ones and some good ones.
Oh, yeah.
And let us know how we can help you in the faith. Until next time, we do love you all. We love God. We love our neighbors.
We do.
We preach the truth to warn you. Come to the kingdom of God. There's an invitation for a marriage supper of the Lamb, but you must come and you must be prepared. You must have your garment on.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, you're going to be bound up. Brothers and I were talking about this. When they bind up a worker that was evil and throw him into outer darkness, that's hell. Have you noticed? He's bound up. What does that mean? His sin has bound him up and he's helpless to move and save himself.
Yep.
What do police do with criminals? They bind them up so they can't fight back. God's going to bind you up and throw you into outer darkness unless you're born of the gospel and obeying him as fruit. We're here to help you in that. Check out the gospel. We're here for you. Till next time, love you all. Christ is King.
He is.
And may God be praised.
Amen.